with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. military has the upper hand in the war against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said the ongoing combat operations have been very successful in eliminating Iran's forces and systems.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection that's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out.
He also disputed claims that Israel forced the U.S. to take action. The president said, if anything, he might have forced Israel's hand because he believed Iran was going to attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Anxious travelers are holed up in the Middle East because of the Iran war. They're looking for ways to get home.
German Mario Mueller landing in Frankfurt described tense moments before he managed to get on a flight from Dubai. The attacks sounded like airplanes breaking the sound barrier, he says. Michael and Karen Blischke said they watched as the anti-missile system near the Burj Khalifa shot everything down. Airspace across the Gulf is closed and major airlines have canceled flights. Other travelers are marooned on cruise ships that can no longer sail the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. State Department says they are preparing military and charter flights as they urge Americans to leave around a dozen countries. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal judge clashed Tuesday with Minnesota's top federal prosecutors in what he called a series of testy and frosty exchanges during an unusual contempt hearing that highlights a growing wave of confrontations across the U.S. between increasingly frustrated judges and Department of Justice officials. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow was down by 403 points, the Nasdaq dropped 232, the S&P 500 dropped 65. This is SRN News. Colorado Democrats want to legalize prostitution, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The bill would remove all criminal penalties for the practice and void all local laws against it. Maine has decriminalized prostitution, but so far no state has made it fully legal everywhere within its borders. The four Democratic sponsors of the legislation, three of whom are women, claim that the measure would improve the health and safety of prostitutes. At this point, the bill's fate in the Colorado legislature is uncertain. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women living as men are suing Kansas over a new law that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's licenses. The women, who are being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, claim that the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas Constitution. Eight other states don't allow transgender people to change their driver's licenses. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Energy prices soaring amid fears of a widening conflict in the Middle East.
Iranian threats have choked off tanker traffic through the strategic Strait of Hormuz. About one-fifth of the world's oil passes through the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Tankers traveling through the strait carry oil and gas from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Iraq, Qatar, Bahrain, the UAE, and Iran. Gas prices here at home have already risen sharply, up 11 cents per gallon from Monday to Tuesday, according to the AAA. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wealth Club chief investment strategist Susanna Streeter says consumers and investors are worried about the war.
We're set to be in an era of fresh energy volatility, just at a time when there had been hopes that energy prices would be coming down. It's adding fresh pain for households and companies around the world.
Wall Street at the close, the Dow was off 403. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.